committee members. In rejecting this falsehood, we must do it on principled and honest basis. A number of central committee members of the Communist Party USA have left it and become opportunists. I don't know whether you've known that through the news.
I haven't given much about it. We must not give in to the opportunistic pressures of denying the charge by joining in with the anti-Soviet tears. The slander that socialism is the opposite of democracy has exceptionally wide acceptance in the eyes of the general public. 90% of the U.S. public believe that communism is synonymous with dictatorship. Therefore, we must give major attention to and continue to explain our attitude towards democracy. That under such circumstances, we are for the widest possible democratic participation of the people in the affairs of society. That we are for the Bill of Rights and all heartedly for the all of the amendments to the Constitution. Also, we must explain that we are for and will continue to work for the peaceful transition to socialism, which Marx and Lenin said was not possible, said socialism could not come without armed struggle. But they are revisionists in that regard. Sure, I'm sure armed struggle would not work in USA, and violence is peace-loving, but peace-loving. They murder little Rhodesia last week. Direct participation. But remember that in addition to the democratic tradition, there's also an utterly fascist USA. We must struggle to keep the avenues of democracy and peaceful transition into account these reactionary conditions that prevail in the U.S. He admits a hopeless situation. On the subject of revisionism, we also have to questions that are related to Euro-communism. Two kinds of problems. There are leaders in some of the communists that we are in a disagreement with. U.S. communists who mishmash under the label. I gather there's a work with Euro-communists because they're suggesting to work with moderates and labor or so-called arch-conservative in the Democratic Party. They make choices which to me both parties represent no working class party in U.S. Party could be more warmonger of Africa than the Democrats. They're outdoing the Republic. We also have to deal with the basic anti-working class ideology. All pervasive. Class ideology is all pervasive. This is Gus Hall saying this. We have of it's all pervasive. What in the name of heaven? The Communist Party has ideology? How could they be communist? They would be suspect, I would think, of provocateurs. That's why I want to give you another viewpoint. It surfaces not become working class struggles of workers in the lack working class vanguard snobbishness anti-working class socialism will not succeed because of these contradictions. Communist Party USA, the which admits its leadership itself, the head of the CP, the party is much racism and ideology. Thus is for this time. I love you very, very much. Inspectors will be coming, getting them up to par, everything beautifully, and keeping consistency with the Forbes Burnham of the people. Thank you, and I love you.
In the way of housing.
You don't know exactly. So you have one. So you have two houses down there. Which I guess is going to be using the office. The house formerly of Kay and Terry will be there. And that's where they'll be. Because they'll be so there's a new apartment area divided into, which is the case, being utilized by the office. But you don't need to say where. You just point out in the cottage. Plenty of housing. Out into the area. Towards the south. Towards the south. And towards Venezuela and Brazil. The building that can be part of housing. Site 1, there's housing. Site 2, and fixing that up into a lovely apartment unit. To describe, only 5, you can 5 people, 6 people in the community. Areas say some people, it's beautiful. So a bit up there, have reading, and it makes it. Some people don't. I don't think. Remember, our salute is a peace. Call me Jim. I'll be careful to observe these sorts of. And we do put strong influence. Emphasis upon children sticking together. That's what we mean by the nuclear family. Say we don't frown upon someone who had a child before. We don't allow such difference of feelings and socialist constitution that demand that there be no reference born out of wedlock. As the USA and still do, a child cannot inheritance. Parents, even everybody knows they were their parents. Child in marriage has the not so. A child has equal status or out of marriage, equal. There were 2 children, 1 out of wedlock. There's no such thing. USA says that's horrible. That's into the world illegally. Never come in our mind. Matrimony out of wedlock. Due to the new socialist. If there were 2 wedlock or out of the state of matrimony in marriage. On the inheritance, if you understand what I mean. And that's beautiful. Remember, no cursing. Call. I like that. You can come up to me and say, good friend, or anything. Pat me on. Expression. Anything other than. I don't think. Makes that much by name. I think it shows warmth and closeness very much better. Be here for a few days. Not where my exercise calling people by name of your neighbor so you can speak to them. Hello, how are you? Comrade, that's not that great a thing. News people that are coming tomorrow. It's just good to call me Jim. All these after, obviously, or refer to me. This is ridiculous. We drop all... We separate people. There is such dad's affectionate word. Little children saying it's one thing. You're saying it, and it represents you. To us, it's beautiful, because I am the... Others don't understand. I'm the prominent author. Executive action on the blackboard will be replayed briefly. It'll be played under the light. Now, in the future, the news that I give over the PA system will not be the news of a. It'll probably give a Moscow view of Western nations. There won't be, because we don't know. All seem very over in Georgetown. We do not know, because people can masquerade references to USA. An interviewed says racism is a problem. Industrial no problem. No crime. Don't have to lock your door. Wonderful foods, vegetables of all varieties and descriptions. Cassava, tonight, plantain, and we had, and other things. Tomatoes are good, even carrots. Surprise, peanuts. We make our own peanuts. Bricks, you can talk vegetables, various types of leaf, spinach, and so forth. So I think you have some understanding, and be very friendly. Anyone, every person that is talking to any one of the reporters, you'll be observed to be helpful to you, to be courteous, and not say something that would harm the cause, the collective. Our people back there is freedom. So keep that in consciousness at all times. To be very, very warm and friendly, and don't act nervous and jittery. Just relax and smile. Don't quite understand what you want to say. Just say, what did you say? Question. I didn't quite understand what you said. Different words like that. You don't have to give a long, detailed answer. You probably won't be grilled by any means like I did last night. But I just want you to be ready for anything. All socialists should be ready for anything. We are here because we love cooperative living. A nonviolent socialist lifestyle. It's Jewish, Christian, many Muslims, great religions of the world have exercised it, practiced it. Mahatma Gandhi of Hindu faith. So it's nothing new to any religion. And it was certainly a New Testament practice. That's the first thing they did, was establish a socialist community when they sold their possessions and had all things in common. So keep that in mind. Radio Moscow. Now, heretofore, after this news will be for your digestion under probably the second school pavilion. And then to be turned off if anyone comes in or something, or to be turned down. Nonetheless, we'll have to have supervision at the library when people can wander in where they please. So tomorrow there should be very little written on blackboards in the central area. And what it is, just the news without comment. Just news without comment or commentary. Nothing revealing our deep convictions, our abiding beliefs, our thorough commitment to international nonviolent socialism. Because we are nonviolent. We've never done violence to anyone. We have no spankings. We don't even, our community by agreement didn't want spankings. We've had not a person strike another person in better than 5 months. That's no small achievement, indeed. And always emphasize how the beauties of it, and the delightful atmosphere that we have here. Anyway, the World Conference Against Racism of the 121 nations meeting in Geneva, Switzerland, have a strong denunciation denunciation today by Angola of racism in the United States. Angola, which is being, strangely enough, backed by China at this point, and Zaire is helping her by trade agreements. It hasn't affected Angola's Marxist posture, her socialist liberation. In the strongest denunciation by any individual nation at the World Conference Against Our Own Racism in Geneva, Switzerland, they said U.S. racism was even worse of South Africa because South Africa's racism was spun out of the web of monopoly capitalism in USA. They call for a complete and immediate process this year of decolonization, an end to all colonial powers or imperialist powers in Africa and wherever else in the world they exist. They call for total trade sanctions against Rhodesia and South Africa, and there was not a dissenting vote. Pravda, one of the major news services of the Soviet Union, said a Mideast settlement will be recognized by the Soviet Union and all peace-loving people only if all parties are concerned. The Arab nations such as Syria, Palestine, Jordan, and others, not just Egypt, which has become at best non-aligned and at worst a lackey of U.S. imperialism. Radio Moscow reveals that the open door policy in Egypt has gotten International Monetary Fund, and always with International Monetary Fund comes a requirement that you have to import a lot of capitalist goods, consumer goods that keep the capitalists rich in USA. That's why Guyana has got very little help from International Monetary Fund or the World Bank, because they are closed to imports, that they require that we make what we use, that we be self-sufficient as a nation. A very wise course, indeed a wise course, that our Honorable Prime Minister Forbes Burnham, head of the People's National Congress, the PNC, know your party, the People's National Congress. So, this policy of open-endedness, open door on imports, says Radio Moscow, is hurting the Egyptian economy tragically and may lead to its collapse. The campaign of slander on Czechoslovakia, Radio Moscow says, is just another ruse of Western imperialism. 1968, capitalism attempted by CIA direct design restoration of a capitalist government in Czechoslovakia, says Radio Moscow, that would be pro-USA. So there had to be a Soviet presence, but not one weapon was fired, and that, of course, is what BBC says, and Voice of America. Not one person was killed in maintaining socialism and maintaining Czechoslovakia in the Warsaw Pact. Agostinho Neto, the prime minister of Angola, that's been doing such wonderful things for peace and denouncing racism, withstanding the South African racist hordes of the white soldiers who've attempted to invade him several times in the past weeks. Their land is clearly in control of the Marxist government of Agostinho Neto. He is today on a 2-day official visit with Mobutu Sesiko, in stepping up all kinds of trade agreements and promoting peace. Moscow heralds it as one of the great peace breakthroughs in the great African continent. As you know, the tragic fire in Tehran, Iranian theater, they have now seen that 360 already have perished, and there may be more, burned, incinerated, as you might say, by the horror of that fire. Something like the hell of nuclear death that will come to USA if it doesn't change its policies. It looks ultimately like that's what's going to happen. Almost inevitably, as the Chinese say. Aviation Day in the USSR. Increase of more flights. Trade unions are putting $7 million of rubles to raise the standard of living of the people, in addition to the government. The trade unions of 121 million membership in the Soviet Union are independent of the government, but their goals, say Radio Moscow, coincide. One of the benefits of a trade union will be to establish you with free air travel wherever you wish. The Soviets are working on free air travel for all people of their Soviet republics. There will be an increase of a number of flights also because they undersell capitalist air flight costs by one half. Anyway, it's Air Aviation Day celebration in the Soviets. The $7 million rubles, rubles worth more than a dollar these days considerably, so the trade unions are putting that towards all sorts of increased benefits for their trade union members, which includes nearly all of the workforce of the Soviet Union. International seminar in Odessa. United Nations Trade and Development and Economic Development of both Soviet socialist and other non-aligned socialists, social democrats, and some capitalists to try to raise efficiency and economic strength through peaceful ties of trade, goodwill, and understanding. Racism as an ideology, a tool of spiritual enslavement. It's preached and cultivated by the bourgeoisie religious set in all so-called Christian nations, says Radio Moscow. Hitler took many of his doctrinaire positions of racism, justifying his genocide, said Radio Moscow, of the superior man from the Christian verses such as, slave, obey your master. Whatever state you find yourself, therein be content. If you have a good master, be thankful. A bad master who beats you or your wife or children, endure him. The Soviets come down hard on this religious heritage. They blame religion, particularly, and now it's economically convenient to carry on racism, but it's always had its economic overtones. The divine right of whites today, though, is being perpetuated more, says Radio Moscow, by the religious so-called Christian nations. Racism led to death of many, many Americans every year. It went into the different types of torture, the different types of mob violence, the lynch mobs, the castrations, burning people in fire, in cars, in homes. Too painful for me to go into. I really can't. I'm up night and day, and I just can't face all this and elaborate on it. But let me tell you, it's bad. Discrimination is a tool of the reactionaries against all progressive forces. It divides the working classes. I gave you in the commentary, which I do want you to understand, how we disagree with certain Communist Party, USA, points of view. And yet I want you to hear their point of view. You make your own decisions. I'm going to read a little bit later someone that poses China's position, Al Cheddar. I may do that when the people come. We want alternate points of view. That shows democratic process. We have it here in the public forums, so we will be doing it through news. The major news events, as I said, will be in the library. Council for Mutual Economic Assistance that will bind each other in terms of loyalty in case of attack or any world economic collapse of capitalism, which will relatively, says Radio Moscow, relatively affect the socialist world, if at all indeed. 10 countries are included: Vietnam, Bulgaria, Hungary, Cuba, Poland, German Democratic Republic, Czechoslovakia, Romania, Bulgaria, so forth and so on. There has been, in this five-year plan, from 75 to 80, already an 18% industrial increase. No economic crises. There have been no recessions or depressions, no inflation. Such things do not affect socialist countries, and even capitalists admit this. The rate of industrial growth, however, in even the most prosperous of the common market, never exceeded 5% during those years. Romanian leader pays attention to economic developments of the socialist nations. The Romanian leader is trying, Prime Minister is trying indeed, to breach a gap between China and the Soviet Union by his admission on Radio Moscow and BBC. Let us hope that it is done, but it's fearful to get through nationalism. Study the Opium Wars and the Boxer Rebellion, and you will certainly have some empathy for China's distrust of Europeans. Peking and Europe. China is dealing with European affairs. Radio Moscow is not certain for what reasons. They do not know their ultimate ends. But, of course, it's in absolute consistency with their doctrine of three worlds. It's the second world. They're trying to wean it away, and it's really being weaned away from USA, which is in the first world. As you know, China says there's two major superpowers in the first world, USSR, Soviet Union, and USA. USSR more threatening because it's more prosperous, has more solidarity, has larger armed forces. This is based on statistics, however, furnished by the U.S. government, which are unreliable. At least that's their posture. However, China's policy is actually doing more that affects USA than it does USSR, because they're breaking in to the market of Europe. And since China has started trading the European common market, members of NATO, who have always been lackeys of USA capitalism, are refusing Carter and the Congress in the demand that there be no trade with the Soviet Union. West Germany went ahead and sold a computer that was absolutely demanded by Carter that no Western nation, no capitalist nation, participate in. France also said they're going to boldly go forward with trade relations, and West Germany and France are the two strongest in NATO. This will mean, of course, economic betterment for them
and worsening of economic relations with USA. It makes no sense. As one British commentator said, it's trade, commerce, contact with people that avoids the likelihood, as dim a view as it is, as obscure the possibility, as remote the possibility may exist that there will be a nuclear war. It is certain to happen most any time if one breaks relations, trade relations, and puts up economic sanctions as Washington has requested. Peking is interfering, said the Soviet Union, with the European nations and with military relaxation of tensions. However, that is not noted in the fact that Soviet, perhaps they are posturing, perhaps the Soviets and China have some understanding beneath the surface. And indeed, as one of our comrades point out, China's policy of nuclear war is hellish, but in a situation where nuclear war, even by all scientists, will happen. I know of no capitalist or socialist scientists to say that nuclear war will not happen. Then you take into consideration that view, and you can understand China's position, as horrifying as it is, that nuclear war should take place earlier than later. Because if it takes place later, everybody will die. Today, all scientists, both the socialist and the capitalist world, agree that it will only be confined to the northern regions of the northern hemisphere. Peking was denounced, however, by Alexander Haig, who was the chief aide to President Nixon, now heads the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO. He said Peking has a trick up their sleeve. He said we better forget about rapprochement, that means peace, and peaceful settlements with China. General Haig said we better be suspicious of China's overtures, because in the end, you'll find that China and the Soviet Union are completely allied in one goal, to create international communism. So there are rifts in the U.S. establishment, particularly the military, and even high-ranking authorities in the Congress, and leading magazines like U.S. News and World Report, that are totally opposed to any kind of rapprochement or peace detente between USA and China. Soviet education. 130,000 foreign students are going to be increased, even from that I earlier gave you. Free use of all medical, library, sports, recreational activities. We want to tell of all of our beautiful sports activities here. Softball, football, and the various games that we play. Cards, checkers, chess, and theater. Vaudeville, plays, and of course the many, many theater movies we have, Hollywood movies and television. Well, anyway, stipends and vacations and all these other wonderful benefits will be increased to another 130,000 foreign students that the Soviets have worked within their budget to take care of. They will have free accommodations, and they will have free travel as they receive their training and are sent back to the developing nations, mostly black and brown, where they've come from. 5,000 Soviet lecturers are going to work abroad to teach people the basics of education and technical skills that they need in their respective countries to be able to develop their third world nations into modern day industrial societies. Thus ends the Soviet portion of the news. We give you Moscow, we give you British Broadcasting Company, we give you Voice of America, we give you Radio Peking on balance. I love you very much. Remember, our guest is coming most any time. And all show that warmth and love that we have. Be very, very cordial all times, because the world's dying for a little bit of love. Thank you, and I do love you very much.